All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this. What day is this?
Tuesday. Shirley,
yeah, girls. Tuesday. Boy, this week is going by fast already. All right, it's Tuesday. Last break of the day. It's been a good day. Thank you guys for listening as always. Steve, close us out.
You know, here's my closing remarks. I was thinking about this. All weekend long, with so much that's going on in the news, current events and things, and then I've listened to so many people's opinions on so many different things. But I wanted to remind everybody of something. And Bishop Bonner, pastor in Atlanta, said something that I just heard him say on one of his sermons I was scrolling through. And it really has had a profound effect on my life. And I'm paraphrasing it, but he says, be careful of people who are always the victim of circumstance that they've created themselves. And do you know how true that is? Because all of us know someone who is always the victim, but it's from a circumstance that they created themselves. Like, man, you clearly are not seeing that you are in this position because of you. See, here's what we all have to come to terms with. And this is what makes life so crystal clear at times. Three things. All of us have choices. Every day, we are faced with a different choice. And after you have this choice, the second thing you have is a decision to make on which to choose. God made us this way. We are really the only species that He created this full power. He's given us full authority of the choices and the decisions. Now listen to me. Depending on the decision you make, right or wrong, good or bad, negative or positive, whatever decision you make about your choice, the third thing comes into play, the consequences. So you see, it makes it all on us. You can't have a choice. I'll give you an example. You're in a relationship. You meet somebody. You're trying to decide if you're going to be with them or give yourself to them. You decide, I'm going to be with them. I'm going to give myself to them. Now, you get in this relationship and it goes bad. You're unhappy. You're miserable. It's going all wrong. Now, the first thing you want to do is they ain't this. They ain't that. They this away. They doing this. I can't stand them. Whoa. Let's back up. In the beginning, you had a choice. And in that choice, you made a decision to pick that person. And in that picking that person, now you are inside of all of the consequences. You don't see yourself had a hand in that. You don't see that you picked this person. You don't see that of the choices, this was the decision you made. Maybe you made the decision too quickly. I got a friend right now that's dealing with some serious consequences because they made a decision too quickly. And it don't make no sense for him to do this right here. But he just, I went to college with this dude. This dude meets this girl. And within 2 weeks, they move in together. This fool is 69 years old. He move in with this woman after 2 weeks. Here's a man that's been married and divorced before. After 2 weeks, they move in. Within 30 days, he mad. It's over. I want her out. She won't leave. I'm sick of her. I tried to help her and give her. No. Hey, bro. So he calls me. Hey, Steve, I know you got that book and everything. This girl right here did this and this. I said, bro, why did you jump the gun like that? You only knew her for 2 weeks. Yeah, but she was cool. Everybody cool for 2 weeks. When you meet a person in 2 weeks, you're not meeting that person. You're meeting a representative. Everybody has a great representative. I used to have one. Oh, he was amazing. My representative, Oh, yes. Oh, was outstanding. His nickname was Butterscotch. Yeah. I put butterscotch on you, smooth to the taste. Easy, man. Oh, conversation. Delicious. Hard to resist. And the more you kept that butterscotch in your mouth, the smoother it got. It didn't even cut. It went down smooth. I was butterscotch. Well, butterscotch got me in a lot of trouble. See, butterscotch is a hard candy. And when you bite down on it, it really ain't that smooth. It's crunchy, it cut the roof of your mouth and everything. I made so many decisions. But you can jump the gun with your decisions. But whenever you're dealing with the consequences, you got to go back to the choices that you had and the decision that you made. Because you are the only person that you can correct. You can't correct other people. So listen to me, you all. In this thing called life, always know that the three things you had a hand in. When you saw the choice, you made the decision, you got the consequences. If you start looking at it like that, it'll cause you to look at your choices different, make better decisions, and end up with some different consequences. You can fix yourself, but you can't fix nobody else. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you got something out of it. Hey, listen to me. Here's the most important thing today, y'all. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. He really would. Make it happen, y'all. Have a good one.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.